I've just said goodbye to Oklahoma, goodbye to Denver, that's in Colorado, in case I forget, and in case anyone listens to this and don't know, and China. I forgot to ask where in China. And I also dropped in the information that my wife had done a master's degree in the University of Oklahoma. And I also dropped into the conversation that Toastmasters International has its world headquarters in Colorado. But I couldn't remember where. One of the people who lives in Colorado said Colorado Springs. And I need to check up, you know. You'd think a member of Toastmasters International since 2015 would know where the world headquarters moved to after it left Palo Alto in California, probably about 10 years ago. I was wondering how I was going to start this fifth episode of my personal, very personal podcast. And you know what it's like. There are probably 20 possible starting points. And I held back. I wanted to say something that would, at the very beginning, which would possibly be immediately attractive to a listener. My ideal listener. You know, there's Michael Port wrote a book called Book Yourself Solid. And that's where I came across the idea of your ideal customer and by extension your ideal supplier. And now I've extended it to your ideal listener when you are making a podcast. And your ideal customer, Michael Port says, is the person for whom you do your very best work consistently. And he's talking about, you know, you love their company. They pay you when you'd love them to pay you. In other words, they don't pay you late. And for some people, it might even be they pay you in advance. They enable, they listen to you. They pay attention to you. This is when you are supplying them, when they are your customer. They are people that you want to listen to carefully and in whose company you are able to not interrupt them, able to practice active listening. I think I'm probably projecting my own. I don't know if now Michael Port has a very simple thing that he says, which is also very attractive. He says, of your customers, some of them will be ideal. Most of them will be what I would call okay. And some of them, hopefully not too many, will be people you want to ditch. And he says that your work as a consultant or as an advisor or as a business owner is to convert those who were in the, to split those who were in the okay category into those who move up into being your ideal customer, and those who move, shall we say, down to being people you want to ditch. And he then, just in case I give the wrong impression, he then says that you treat those you want to ditch in a very particular way. In other words, you recognize that they just don't click with you, and you do your best, we'll say, to, if you like, find them somebody else, if possible, who would serve them better. And of course, if you're being dropped by a company who doesn't want to do business with you anymore, it's fantastic if they find you an alternative company with whom you do actually click. And of course, you won't win everything. So Michael Port, I'm in the barn. Yes, the cow is on the notice outside as if there was a new logo, or as if, well, it's not a new logo. I think it's been here for a long time. The Barn is a gastro pub. I'm reading off the logo, the word mark on there, The Barn. But it isn't a place for cattle. I mean, if I was to refer to the people who are sitting at tables around me as cattle, or even the staff as cattle, who wouldn't be grossly offended? And some of them, who I don't know at all, might even go so far as to challenge me to a duel outside. And, you know, I'm not much good at dueling. And I don't carry a rapier or an AP. Is that how you pronounce the sword or the... Yeah, the... Anyway, sword fighting, it's in the Olympics. And a long pointed thing, and it has, you know, connected to a battery which gives off a sound, which is probably carried by Bluetooth to a computer. Anyway, there we are. I tend to watch just all sorts of weird games. Actually, fencing is not weird. Fencing is an ancient art, and it was probably led to the introduction of jousting. Yes, I wonder, could jousting be brought forward as an Olympic sport? I've never thought of that before. I've thought of chess becoming an Olympic sport, but never jousting. Oh my goodness. Shock and awe. The sun is out. It's coming in through the windows. There's no flower glass in this gastropub. Now, the gastropub is really a restaurant. It's very, very big. Oh, somebody's arrived carrying a dog. Looks like a dachshund, but it isn't, I can tell. But it's some other dog that looks like a dachshund, and it hasn't smelled my dog, and my dog hasn't smelled its dog. My dog is an English setter, by the way. And in case you're tuning in to my daily podcast for the very first time, his name is Louis, and he'll be with me almost every time I record an episode for this podcast. And I wanna tell you that I've been listening to podcasts about the US election. Yes, someday I might talk about which ones and which ones I like best. But I think I need to listen to a podcast, you know, several episodes of a podcast from people who strongly support Donald Trump. It really isn't good enough for me to be listening to one, two, maybe three podcasts, which all seem to be, well, they're not just commenting and analyzing. The runners of the podcast, one of whom is called Scaramucci, I love that, but that's only one of the people. Anyway, there we are. That's me saying it's not quite yet a resolution, but it is something in the back of my mind. And of course, you know, please send a comment to me any way you like. But I'd particularly like to know what's on the back of your mind, because that would be the basis of a conversation, perhaps. Cheers. All the best from Paul O'Mahony.